Meeting to order. This is Committee in Regional Affairs, Senate Committee in Regional Affairs. We're getting together at 3:30 PM on Thursday, February 4th, 2010. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Present, we have Senator Thomas, Senator Kukis, Senator Menard, and myself, Senator Olson. Senator French will join us later. He's busy in the Resources Committee right now. Today's agenda has been modified somewhat, so you might note that the revision has shown that Senate Bill 212 will not be heard or discussed today. The sponsor of the bill needs additional time to fine-tune the bill. The purpose of the meeting today is to hear two bills that are somewhat related. Senate Bill 120, which is an act relating to optional exemption from municipal property tax for residential property tax, and Senate Bill 232, an act relating to an optimal municipal property tax with exemptions for residential property. We'll begin today by welcoming Senator Joe Thomas, sponsor of Senate Bill 120. You'll take the hot seat there, Senator Thomas, and bring up your staff as you see necessary and present the bill for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll accompany my staff here because I always look at people from the other side here of the desk, and it looks like they're either on trial or they're a witness or something like that, so I thought I'd not leave my staff in that position. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss Senate Bill 120, which increases the optional, boy, this is a lengthy one here, increases the optional municipal property tax exemption for a private residence from $20,000 up to, should make sure we put those words in proper sequence, to up to $100,000. This bill does not mandate any action by municipalities. This bill only allows local governments the option of increasing their residential property tax exemption. Currently, there are 14 boroughs and 22 cities with a combined population of over 590,000 Alaskans, which levy property tax. Every Alaskan family is struggling with high costs of energy. In many communities, the assessed value of residential property has dramatically increased in recent years. As a result, even in communities where the mill rate has remained steady, many homeowners are seeing their property taxes skyrocket. In my community, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly has repeatedly asked the state legislature to grant them the authority to increase the residential property tax exemption to provide some relief to homeowners. Senate Bill 120 would not affect a smaller, revenue-trapped community source of tax income. Instead, it would give those municipalities with a large enough population the ability to relieve the tax burden largely borne by homeowners. SB 120would allow for local control in setting the allowable exemption at any amount up to $100,000. A local ordinance would then require voter approval before enactment. Some fear that allowing municipalities the option of raising the homeowner's property tax exemption would result in immediate adoption by every city and borough that collects property tax. Yet in the years since the initial $10,000 exemption went into effect, of the 36 municipalities that collect property tax, only 6 municipalities have allowed for an exemption, and of those, only 2 have implemented the exemption to its maximum effect. The option of exempting up to $20,000 was a good idea when it passed both houses of the Alaska Legislature unanimously in 2004, and has been a valuable tool for the municipalities which exercise this option. As municipalities around our state attempt to diversify their income base and respond to the needs of private citizens struggling under today's rising energy costs, I urge you to support the timely passage of Senate Bill 120.
Do we have any questions for members of the committee for Senator Thomas?
No.
Senator Menard.
Thank you. I just wanted to check to see the sponsor statement I'm looking at had 20, you said 22 cities, this one has 12. Is the correction 22 cities?
Senator Menard, through the chair, yes, that is correct. It is 22.
Okay.
Excuse me, 21.
If you
strike that, 22.
You need to go ahead and identify yourself for the record so we have some record of it, because we are being recorded.
Through the chair, Joe Hardenbrook, staff to Senator Thomas. Yes, the correct number is 22 cities.
Okay, thank you. I have no follow-up.
Okay. Therefore, giving rise to the 36 number, so I can see why it was concerning to people. I thought we did not add, I guess. So thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. If there's no further questions of the bill sponsor, we'll go ahead and go on to our second bill before we open up to public testimony. Thank you very much, Mr. Hardenbrook and Senator Thomas.
Thank you.
Now we'll have the sponsor of Senate Bill 232, Senator Wilkowski, to speak to his bill. You're welcome to go ahead and bring up your staff member and make your presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name, for the record, is Bill Wilkowski. I represent Northeast Anchorage. And I too, have a Resources Committee hearing, and I'll present the bill, and with your indulgence, if there are no questions, I'll head over there, and my staffer, George, will be here, if that's okay with you, Mr. Chair.
That's fine, sir.
The bill is similar to Senator Thomas's. I want to thank Senator Thomas for really taking the lead and championing this effort to give local governments greater control over property tax relief for residents. A couple minor differences in the bill, which I'll discuss. The first change is we attempt to clarify. When I've spoken with assembly people and people from the mayor's office in Anchorage, what I'm told is that the way the current law is written, it actually could apply to renters. When we talked to our legislative attorney, Tam Cook, she said, well, just to be on the safe side, we could put some language in there that explicitly or that clarified that. And so we do have a provision in the bill that we hope does that. And then the amount, we have a lower amount than Senator Thomas has. Senator Thomas has $100,000. We have $50,000. The question that's been asked of me is, why do you have any amount at all? And so, you know, I think the way I look at these bills, this is really about local control. This is about giving local communities more control and how they assess their taxes. And so I wouldn't object to a higher amount or a different amount from the committee as you see fit. I just really want to emphasize that this is strictly an optional program. Communities aren't required to do this. Even if we pass this bill, it doesn't provide any more tax relief, although it gives local communities another tool in their toolbox to try to help residents. And I know in my community, I hear screams and complaints all the time from property taxpayers about how high their property taxes are and how they would like us to try to give them tools to lower them. And so that's what we're attempting to do with this bill, Mr. Chairman. We'll stop right there and happy to answer any questions.
With all due respect, Senator Wilkowski, if you're going to go ahead and give a larger exemption for those people that are out there paying taxes, it would seem to me that their taxes are going to be higher. If you give a segment of the community an exemption, city governments are getting cheaper to operate, and with revenue sharing the way they are, I see that the tax is actually going higher for those people that are paying. Is that not true?
Well, actually, Mr. Chair, I don't know how bills are. I don't know how the tax structures are in other communities. It's a reshuffling of. I mean, that would be ultimately what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
If this body approved this bill, and if the local community voted for it, and if the assembly passed an ordinance, and if the mayor didn't veto it, I mean, it's got to go through a lot of steps, and so there really has to be a public process, and the community would be deciding. We think that this is a fair and equitable shift. There are people that I know in Anchorage who believe that there should be a shift and that there should be others, that the residential property tax burden is inordinately high compared to the burden paid by others. And so there are a lot of people, I think, in Anchorage who would support that. When we in Anchorage voted on this several years ago to allow a $20,000 tax exemption, it passed overwhelmingly. So I do think that, and there was heavy opposition to it. But the people saw it. It really is leaving the control to local communities.
Mm-hmm. Senator Menard.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Senator Wilkowski, can you tell me how many municipalities, since we're doing the AML right now this week here in town, support this, and more specifically the Matsu Borough, have they weighed in?
I'm going to turn to my staff and ask that.
Okay, thank you, because I'm looking for support papers in our packet, and I'm not...
For the record, my name is George Ascott, staff to Senator Bill Wilkowski. I do know that the municipality of Fairbanks has requested this. The municipality of Anchorage recently rejected making it a public option, and that is why it's a local control issue, but I don't have those exact numbers for you, but I'd be happy to find them out if they've taken a position on them.
That
Follow-up, Senator Bernard?
Yes. I was just thinking, if one or more types of residential properties are excluded, exempted or partially exempted, what would you do with the rest of the taxpayers? What would that do to them?
Senator Bilikowski.
Thank you, Senator Bernard, through the chair. Again, I can't speak for how this works in other communities, but in Anchorage, essentially the way it works is we have a sort of a pie of what the property taxes will be. And as you add exemptions to that pie, then the people who get those exemptions pay less, and the people who don't get those exemptions pay more. So what this would do in Anchorage would, under current law, it allows a 10% property tax reduction up to $20,000. What I would hope they would do in Anchorage is increase the percentage to, say, 20 or 25%, and then put that to a vote to the people to increase that to $50,000. So if you owned a $500,000 house, you would get the maximum $50,000. Actually, you couldn't get the full 25% because the limit wouldn't be that high. If it went to 100,000, then you could get the full full amount, if my math is correct on that. And then, yeah, it's basically paid by the people who are not subject to that exemption.
Any further questions of the bill sponsor? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I look at both fiscal notes for your bill and my bill, did you have a conversation with anybody indicating how they arrived at the change in revenue as exists on, well, there's no line number for it, but anyhow, the bottom line is what is in your bill. It appears to be just under $1 million. So that's the number they're seeing, and I'm assuming, but wanted to ask you the question, if in fact you know that was the municipality approving it and it being implemented to its fullest amount. Yeah.
Thank you, Senator Thomas, through the chair. I did have a conversation with the state tax assessor, Mr. Van Zandt, I believe is his name.
Yes.
You know, when they do fiscal notes, it's always science and art. And I can tell you, if we pass this bill, it will not cost $903,000 in fiscal year 2011. I can guarantee you that. That's because that would require, I mean, as I understand it, what they're requiring is, or what the way they calculated this note was that assuming every single community would allow this exemption up to the max. And we know with probably pretty good certainty that will not happen, because we know that the vast majority of the municipalities that are allowed to have this property tax exemption don't even have it in the first place. And as you mentioned in your opening statement, Senator, I believe there's only six or seven that actually do have taken advantage of this, and only I think two that take advantage of it to the full amount. So I think that amount is quite high. It's sort of hard to get a definite figure on what that would be, but I think it is very, very high. And it's basically under AS 4356. It's a cost shifting agreement in how you tax oil and gas properties, and that's the reason you have that at all.
Senator Thomas, follow up.
Yes, please. Yeah, you're exactly right. Of the six that do, they're all over the mat. Only two go to the allowable limit of 20%. There's some at 10%. There's some that do a percent of the percent, and there are some that just do a flat rate kind of thing that figures a little differently. But basically, they're correct, and that leaves the other 21 or 22, whatever the number is here. Now I've got myself confused. I think 21 that do not do any of the tax exemption.
That's right.
So you're correct. Thank you very much.
Senator Bilikowski.
Yes, Senator.
As you look at some of the communities that have 36 that have property assessments such as that would be affected, then you got six that have allowed the exemption, and two that have gone up to the maximum amount. Are there inhibitions for them going to the maximum amount that are insurmountable from their standpoint? Is that why there's so few that are taking advantage of the exemption?
Senator Olson, that's a good question. I really don't know why those other communities have chosen not to do it. And I can't answer that. Do you have any sense, George? Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that. I do know, though, that I think the bulk of the loss would be probably in communities that already don't have the tax exemption at all. I know that there are a huge amount of oil and gas tax structures, properties in Valdez, for instance, and in the North Slope Borough, which I don't think take advantage of this. That's why I think the fiscal note is probably pretty high,
mm-hmm.
very high.
Well, it did catch our attention. We got almost $1 million there, yeah. whether yeah. it's applicable or not.
Right.
Who's opposing the bill, sir?
We've gotten opposition from the board of the BOMA in Anchorage. It's a board of, I can't remember the name. It's a group of commercial business owners,
mm-hmm.
and they're opposing it. They're concerned that if this were to pass and if the municipalities were to enact this, that it could cost shift taxes onto them. So that's they've expressed concern over that. It's the Alaska BOMA, it's the Building Owners and Managers Association, passed a resolution opposing the Anchorage Assembly's plan to put this on an advisory vote. We also got opposition from the National Taxpayers League of Anchorage, and it looks like Alaska Manufactured Housing Association. As expected, it would be the people who would expect to pay slightly higher taxes or somewhat higher taxes if there were this cost shifting to have incurred. But again, I just can't emphasize, this is not the bill that puts a higher tax on anyone. This simply gives local communities the option to go ahead, put it to the voters, put it before a public process, have it passed by the assembly, go before the voters, and have it ratified by the voters. So this actually, I know there's concern about this. This bill does not increase anyone's taxes at this point.
Okay, any further questions of the bill sponsor? With that, if there's nothing further, we'll go ahead and open up for public testimony. Because these bills are similar, we'll open up to public testimony on Senate Bill 120 and Senate Bill 232. We have a number of people online with us, the State Assessor Steve Van Zandt, to answer any questions that we may have. And also online we have Patrick Carlson from the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assessor to go ahead and testify. And I think that's where we'll start since they're online, we will go ahead and give them the opportunity in case we have technical difficulties. Mr. Carlson, are you on, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am.
If you'd identify yourself for the record, who you're affiliated with, and go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the chair. My name is Patrick Carlson. I'm the Director of Assessing for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. I've been requested by the mayor to testify on his behalf, the administration, because he could not attend. If you're ready, sir, and I'm coming through okay, should I move forward?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We wish to go on record in support of Senate Bill 232, as we believe it's in our community's best interest to have the opportunity to vote on this optional exemption. Obviously, we believe strongly in local control and that these items or issues need to be crafted in a manner that comports with what the population's needs and desires are. Without going into too much detail, and as already stated, many boroughs in the state, I don't know if folks realize, don't have a property tax. I mean, so for them, it's not an issue. Others, unlike ours, have a wide variety of taxes on vehicles and aircraft and sales and business inventory, business equipment, severance tax. But in our jurisdiction, we have a property tax, and that's it. We don't have the levy onto the business commercial side to near the degree that those other jurisdictions have, and that is the reason why I think you see the level of concern that we have here in our community. And, you know, in order to go through analysis when this began a couple years ago, we've done quite a bit of study on the transfer or shifting within the jurisdiction on the tax roll and the inevitable shifting, which we recognize from residential to commercial and vacant property. We also recognize that that cost is real and people do pay it. And depending on the analysis that you choose, our best estimates at the $50,000 20% cap rate was a shift on the order 0.2 mil across our tax roll of $7 billion, which that applies to homeowners also. And there's an internal benefit by the shift to the employees and owners of businesses who are also homeowners, and that's our primary focus of this historic exemption that we've had, is a homeowner exemption to foster home ownership and help relieve the burden. Another point in support of the increase to 50,000 is that, you know, if you go back to historically many years ago, it was $10,000, but as a percentage of your median home value at that time, it wasn't much different than what the 50,000 would be of an average median home value that we're seeing today. We believe that this returns some balance to the system, and it certainly should be an element that the voters and jurisdictions should have an option of considering. We'd like to restate our strong support for the bill in appreciation of the sponsors for taking time to hear our comment. And one final point is that, you know, we are authorized a statewide ballot initiative locally here that we're working on. And, you know, that's coming forward at some point. But I think it's always best that these things be crafted with the review and oversight of the legislature to create something that works for everybody statewide. And we would appreciate this as a tool in our toolbox as stated. And I want to thank you again and look forward to answering any questions you may have.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Carlson. Are any questions from members of the committee? Mr. Carlson, I do have one question. And that has to do with, I heard you were supporting Senate Bill 232. What about Senate Bill 120?
Well, we're in support of an increase in the exemption, consistent with the ballot initiative at 50,000.
Okay, so 120 you're lukewarm on or opposed to?
I'd have no position? Well, we're in support of increasing the exemption amount, and the $50,000 one seems to be the one that works best statewide, in our opinion.
Okay. Mr. Carlson, thank you very much for your testimony. If there are no further questions, thank you very much for testifying today.
Thank you, sir.
Next on in there, if there's nobody else online to testify, we'll go ahead and go into the room here and have Joe Blanchard. He is online. I have some questions. State your name for the record, please, and go ahead with your testimony.
My name is Joseph Blanchard. I am an assemblyman with Fairbanks North Star Borough. And I've come here today. I signed up under SB 120, although I would like to highlight that the ballot option from 232 is extremely attractive and should certainly be an amendment for this bill. The major thing that I bring forward is the fact that local governments need options. They need options in order to run their governments. And we're certainly not mandating that anyone do anything. This is just the idea that we need the flexibility, especially in these troubling economic times, in order to help our citizen base in a way that they want, in the way that we can. So
you're in favor of 232 and 120?
I would love to, if I could consolidate things, I certainly would. I would put the 100,000 with the ballot initiative part. So I'd like to merge those two parts, but I'm not the one that's in the state legislature, so this is the best I can do.
Any questions of Mr. Blanchard by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much for coming on down this afternoon and giving us your testimony.
Thank you.
Next, we have Marie Darlin from AARP. Would you come on, but state your name for the record and give us your testimony.
My name is Marie Darlin, and I represent the AARP Capital City Task Force, and you have letters of support from us for both bills with the idea that this is one way then to allow the municipalities the option of providing a little more support to the people who our organization represents, say from age 50 on up, that's what we usually concentrate on. So it's not just your seniors or that, but it's the people who really are paying the taxes, and the fact that there are many of them that this would be helpful for. And so I think all of our thoughts are contained in our letters, but we support both of them with the idea that it's a local option.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Darlin by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon. Is there anybody else that would like to testify on Senate Bill 120 or 232? If not, we'll close public testimony. We're going to go ahead and hold these bills. Let's take a brief at ease. We'll call the meeting back to order. Mr. Van Zandt, are you still on, sir?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, I am.
Senator Thomas has a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Van Zandt, I would like just your clarification of the fiscal note, how you arrived at the change in revenue to the state. Is that an implementation of all the municipalities, boroughs, and cities going to the, in either case, of either bill, to the maximum allowable by the by either bill? Or
through the chair, Senator Thomas, fiscal note was calculated in regards to the current practices of each municipality that contains 4356 property, which is oil and gas. That'd be Valdez, Fairbanks, Kenai, North Slope, and Anchorage. Those five municipalities currently authorize the $20,000 exemption. they have limits such as Anchorage has a 10% up to 20,000. Fairbanks has a 20% up to 20,000. Valdez has a 30% up to 20,000, and Kenai has a flat 20,000 with no percentage. So the calculations that we did on each of these were based on those percentages. Like Fairbanks would have been done 20% up to 50,000. So calculating that out would result in an increase in the mill rate, which would be applied to our 4356 property, which is going to come out of the state coffers, the 20 mills we get now from oil and gas property. So when we total those up, on the $50,000 exemption, for example, it starts out would be over the $20,000 that is in place now. It would be next year would be $1.4 million. That would come out of the state coffers that we're getting now. So it's not every borough going to the max. It's each borough that currently has the program and using the current program now. For example, I attended the Anchorage Assembly meeting Tuesday night where they had talked about the possibility of increasing their percentage, maybe to 25% if they went up to 50,000. They weren't sure. But we used what is in place now. So that's how we came up with those numbers.
Follow up, Senator Thomas?
No, I think that clarifies it to me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And, Mr. Chair, we also have Mr. McGee here who would like to testify on the bill, too.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. McGee, I have you down as a question mark and answers only. Did you want to testify?
Yes, sir, I would.
Go ahead and state your name for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
My name is Marty McGee, M-C-G-E-E. I am the municipal assessor for Anchorage. I have been involved in the work session with the assembly and with the meeting and the vote that occurred Tuesday night about the advisory vote. There's significant concern expressed by the assembly members about the impact of this, and there's a widespread feeling that shifting taxes is not the correct solution to Anchorage's tax problems. So they chose not to put it on as a ballot proposition in terms of a referendum to support the current bills. The impact on Anchorage, every community has a slightly different impact because of the makeup of the tax base, but in every community, the result of exempting property value is to increase the tax rate on the remaining taxpayers. One of the things about this material in Anchorage is that only about 50% of the residential taxpayers qualify under the rules that have been created in Anchorage on this program. So we're not just shifting tax to commercial property owners. It has a wider impact in Anchorage. I'm available to answer any questions with regard to this issue and the what's going on in Anchorage and the feeling on that.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. McGee. I just have one simple question. I take it from your testimony that you're not in favor of this.
I'm not taking a position for or against the bill. I'm trying to explain to all the elected representatives the impact of this if it were implemented in Anchorage.
Mr. McGee, we have a question from Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your testimony, and I certainly understand your position. Is there another form of tax that Anchorage is considering is more appropriate? Because you said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that you recognize there is a tax issue or a tax problem, and I'm not sure how you necessarily meant that, but I'm assuming that it's a revenue issue. So if that's the case, is there another form of tax that you anticipate would be what Anchorage would be looking to do?
There is some debate in the community about the implementation of a different form of tax, but no decision has been made on that. The direction that both the Assembly and the administration have taken this year is to reduce the budget by $10 million under our tax cap. By reducing the budget, it produces less requirement for tax revenue.
Does that answer your question, Senator Thomas?
Well, it's a one approach anyhow. I'm just curious as to what happens when you run out of that ability and what kind of tax that, since this one seems inappropriate to transfer property tax responsibilities, if there was something that you just thought was a better vehicle to use when needed in the future. I guess that's the question. If you don't care to address it because it's not been something that's been talked about at your assembly, I can certainly understand that.
Well, neither the administration nor the assembly has taken a position on an alternative form of revenue.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions, Mr. McGee, by members of the committee? If not, I have a question for Mr. Van Zandt. Are you still on, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am.
And either of these bills, either Senate Bill 120 or Senate Bill 232, what kind of effect is that going to have on the North Slope Borough or the Northwest Arctic Borough, if any at all?
Mr. Chairman, it won't have any effect on the Northwest Arctic Borough at all. The North Slope Borough, the numbers are pretty small because of the amount of locally assessed property. The calculations that we have would raise the requirement from oil and gas properties, and that's all the fiscal note addresses is oil and gas revenue, from $76,000 to from $76,000 to $185,000 on the $50,000 exemption, and from $76,000 to $272,000 on the $100,000. So the total effect is not very large for the North Slope Borough when you're talking about a total tax base of about, $11 billion, I think.
So your guess would, Mr. Van Zandt, is that they probably wouldn't be in favor of this bill, either bill?
I can't speak for the boroughs,
sure.
But Northwest Arctic Borough probably wouldn't have a position since they don't levy a property tax, and that's just my guess. I don't know that.
Sure.
The North Slope Borough, I certainly can't answer it for them, but it would certainly, I would think they would probably be in favor of it. That's just a guess on my part, though, sir.
Thank you very much for your candid opinion. If there's no further testimony and no further questions, we will go ahead and keep the public hearing open to Senate Bill 120 and 232 and hold on to these bills in committee. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, we'll go ahead and announce that our next committee meeting is going to be on February 9th at 3:30 p.m. here in the Belts Room, and this meeting is adjourned at 4:05 p.m.